每一次在安排主日崇拜的节目的时候，
Every time when I have to arrange for the Sunday worship program,
我经过相当的思想和祷告，选下每一首在节目里面的诗歌。
I spend much time, consideration, and prayer before choosing the hymns.
我实在有一个负担，盼望在这个教会弟兄姊妹能够把崇拜看成一个整体。
My burden is that the congregation will view worship as a whole.
感谢主，我们中间大概这一类的人很少很少，几乎到没有。我们记得过去在台湾，在东南亚，有人说做礼拜不是十一点，反正是十一点二十五分才开始，因为那个时候牧师才站在台上开始讲道。
I'm glad that there are very few among us who still hold to the old tradition that worship starts with the sermon.
今天早上我要坦白一件事情。
But today I would like to be honest before you.
今天我所选的诗歌非常非常自我中心。
The hymn that I chose today is rather self-centered.
过去每一次选诗歌都是想到教会整体的需要。
Often when I choose the hymns, I consider the needs of the church as a whole.
今天选的四首诗歌完完全全是由我自我中心出发，我个人的需要来选的这四首诗歌。
But the four hymns that I chose today are all directed to how I feel, what I need.
第一首，你当欢心。
The first one, glorious.
你当欢心是
Rejoice, the Lord is King.
那么我们非常非常感谢主，在过去这段时间来，我们实在看见我们有许多该欢欣的理由。
And indeed, we can see many reasons why we ought to rejoice before God.
那么大家都知道，我们家从来没有出过英雄，最近突然有一个英雄出现。
You know, a hero has arisen from our family.
也许我应该改正一下。我这一代没有出英雄。
Or perhaps I should rephrase that in my generation, in my family, we have no heroes.
我父亲是英雄，我儿子现在是英雄，只有我什么都不是。
You can describe my father as a hero, you can describe my son as a hero.
我的父亲的名字叫李慧官，我相信很多人认识李慧堂。
There's another person.Whose name is very similar to my father's name, and some of you might have heard of them before.
李慧堂是足球王，其实我父亲足球也踢得很不错。
Both of them are actually well known for their football skills or soccer skills.
感谢主，我们家下一代的英雄在大前天平安地回到 Boston.
And I thank the Lord that Chris has returned safely to Boston.2 days ago.
所以你当欢心代表我们做父母亲心里面的感受。
So rejoicing signifies the feeling we have as parents.
第二首，主所赐的平安。
The second hymn, like a river glorious,
说到我们心里面真正的经历。
Speaks of our own experience.
然后在奉献的时候，我们要把心归给主，因为我们不愿意做一个忘恩。
And then in the hymn, when we sang the hymn, Give me thy heart, that signifies how we want to respond to the mercies of God.
然后最后主啊，指示你的路，我们愿意这一生照着你的旨意，不只是我们个人，我们盼望我们全家活在他的旨意里面。
And lastly, when we sing, Teach me thy way, that is what we pray before God, that he will direct our family in the days to come.
感谢诗班把洁净我放在中间。
Now thank the choir for putting in between cleanse me, O Lord.
因为只有一个成为圣洁的人才能够合乎主用。
Indeed, only when we are cleansed can we be used of God.
大前天我们在 Westover 的机场在等我们的儿子他的飞机降落的时候。
Day before yesterday, we were waiting at Westover Air Force Base.For the airplane to arrive.
我的心情非常的复杂。
My feelings inside were very complex.
我曾经在这里跟大家分享见证过。
I have testified to this before.
这半年我们夫妇从来没有一起哭过。
In this past half a year, my wife and I have never cried together.
她从结婚28年一直到现在，从来都是她比我早起。
In my memory, for the past 28 years of marriage, she always arises earlier than me.
当我们的儿子去中东的最初的这一段时间，
And I know that when our second son was sent to the Persian Gulf in the beginning days,
他都是早上四点半起来流泪。
She gets up 4:30 in the morning and weep before God.
在神的面前用眼泪来代表他心里面对儿子的怀念。
Her tears signifies her concern to God about her son.
那我也是在他看不见的时候，在神的面前借着眼泪表示我心里面的感受。
I also shed my tears before God, but never before her.
曾经有一个人告诉我说，还好是牧师的孩子去。
One time, one person actually commented to me, fortunately, it's a son of the pastor that was sent.
他说了这句话以后，他心里面很不安，后来写了一封信跟我们道歉。
After saying that statement, that person felt sort of bad, so wrote a letter to apologize to us.
他说，牧师，你要知道我的意思。
The pastor, you have to understand what I mean.
就是如果是我的孩子这样去前线，说我一定受不了。如果我的孩子这样去前线，我一定受不了。他说
，If it were my son that was sent, I cannot bear the burden.
我非常谢谢那一位对我看得很高。
I thank that person for thinking so highly of me.
因为其实我们两个人不像你们所看的那么刚强。
But perhaps we are not as strong as you think we are.
所以当我在那边等他飞机降落的时候
，So as I was waiting for the airplane to land.
我里面很复杂。
The feelings are complicated.
我只听到我四周那些大概有2000多人在欢迎他们尖叫的声音。
I can hear all the screaming and shoutings of almost 2,000 people around me.
那我当然是一个中国人，是一个牧师，我应该含蓄一点。外面没有叫，里面在大叫。
Of course, as a Chinese.As a pastor, I felt it's unbecoming of me to scream, and so I only screamed inside.
当飞机碰到地面的时候
But when the airplane landed,
我不知道为什么我的眼泪没有办法就流出来
But I cannot control myself, my tears started to pour out.
同样是眼泪
It's the same tears.
圣经说神把我们的眼泪装在瓶子里面放在他那里
But the Bible teaches that God keeps our tears in a bottle and keeps it before Him.
如果把半年前主所替我流的眼泪跟大前天所流的眼泪摆在显微镜下来分析的话
But perhaps if God took the tears that I shed half a year ago and analyzed it, comparing it to the tears I shed 2 days ago.
人看是一样的。
Perhaps chemically, physically, it's the same.
神看是不一样的。
But from the eyes of God, these tears were different.
我也知道是不一样的。
And I know that these tears were different.
我当时就想到一句话。
And immediately a saying came to my mind.
一段经历的结束代表另外一段经历的开始。
The end of an experience is the beginning of another experience.
过去我们感谢主，但是我们把前面继续的交在神的手中。
Yes, we thank the Lord for what has happened, and we place the future into His hands.
也许你现在跟我大前天一样，外面没有叫出来，心里面一直在讲，好了，不要你讲了，我要听你儿子讲。
Perhaps a lot of you are actually mumbling to yourself, saying, we really don't want to hear you say about this too much more.We want to hear Chris directly.
我想让大家等到6月9号，我盼望那一天他有机会跟我们把他心里面的负担跟我们一起分享。
But he has promised to share with us on June 9th.
那么今天他只是要谢谢叔叔、伯伯、阿姨、姑姑等等，公公婆婆，你们对他们的爱，你们对他的爱。
But today he just wants me to express his appreciation. And thanks to you all who have expressed your love and concern to him.
我也不能不代表教会，特别谢谢 Chris 和他所代表的美军的军队在前线为我们所做的事。
But I think I also have to represent the church to thank Chris for what he and his fellow men and women has done for the country.
我们现在请 Chris 站起来，让我们先欢迎他，等6月9号我们再请他来替我们做见证。
So ask Chris to stand up and acknowledge him.
他现在要到主日学的班上，因为主日学的那些孩子比我们更想看英雄。
He has to now go to the Sunday school because the children really wants to see a hero.
请大家继续为他祷告。
Please continue to pray for Chris.
然后今天早上我问他要不要穿军装来。
I asked him this morning, do you want to come in your combat clothes?
他说我为什么要在教堂 show off 呢
？He said, "Why do I have to show off at church?"
他说，我就是我，我就是那个不是很重要的一个弟兄。不过，实在谢谢教会过去一段时间在祷告里面的纪念。
And again, he thanks you all for your prayer support.
Chris, you may leave now. 非常非常的抱歉，我觉得常常提到最近这半年提到孩子在台上，常常不能够这个控制自己。
I'd like to apologize that in the past year when I talk about my son, sometimes I cannot control myself.
但是弟兄姊妹，我要让大家知道一件事情，让我们在主的面前真是带着一个很认真、很严肃、很属灵的心情来看神给我们的产业，就是我们的儿女。
But I want us to learn one thing, that indeed the descendants that God has given to us is our inheritance.
昨天下午我在准备这个信息的时候，
When I was preparing the message last afternoon, yesterday,
我突然接到我二十多年前就认识的一位老朋友给我的电话。
I received a phone call from an old acquaintance some 20 years ago.
我知道他过去这些年来一直在菲律宾，在亚洲开发银行，在那边代职侍奉主。
I know that he has been in the Philippines serving God in a tent making ministry in the Asian Development Bank.
去年神在他身上做了一个很不平凡的工作。
Last year God has done a miraculous thing in his life.
所以他就决定把自己奉献给主，投入在将近二十年前开始的这一个世界华服的运动。
So he's dedicated his life to join into the ministry of COWI.
放下他的工作，放下他的职业，全时间投入在第四届在马尼拉要举行的世界华服大会。
Gave up his job to dedicate himself full time in the preparation of the fourth.COWI Congress that will be held in the Philippines.
今年七月这个聚会完了以后，他就准备搬家回到美国。
And after the conference is over in July, he will move back to the United States.
九月他要正式加入我们教会多年关心支持的中信这个团体。
And in September, he will join the mission organization Chinese Christian Mission.
中信的全名是中国信徒布道会，是王永信牧师开始，然后郑果牧师是上一任的总干事。
Of course, we are all familiar with CCM. They was started by Reverend Thomas Wang, and the last General Secretary was Reverend Mark Chang.
那么现在的总干事是黄纯旺牧师。Joseph Wang.
Now the General Secretary is Reverend Joseph Wang.
那么这位二十多年的朋友就是坐在台上的张长基弟兄。
Because the friend that I'm referring to has been sitting over there, Mr. Chang.
他在全世界都很出名。
He is very famous in the world.
但是在 Boston 就没有在其他地方那么出名。
But perhaps not as much in Boston.
因为有一个比他更出名的父亲在我们教会更熟悉。
Because we are perhaps more familiar with his father, who is perhaps more famous in Boston.
就是张立生教授。
And that is Professor Chang.
张教授，好不好？请你站起来。张教授，请你站起来。
他耳朵不太。
张教授在信主一直到现在。张教授从信主一直到现在，
哲学很难那个。
他一直对文字工作很有负担。
We know that Professor Chang is dedicated to literature ministry ever since he became a Christian.
他一直对我好像是一个属灵的长辈和父亲一样。
He is like a spiritual father to me.
那么在过去这些年来，如果我有任何属灵上面的一些需要和问题，我总是会去看他老人家。
And whenever I have needs spiritually, I would go visit him.
但是我很怕浪费他的时间。
But my concern is I will waste his time.
因为他一直有一个负担，就是要跟时间赛跑。
Because his concern is to have a race with time.
他每天听说已经有几十年的时间，每天他只纪律自己睡觉四小时。
For several decades, he has been disciplining himself so he will not spend more than 4 hours in sleep.
其他的时间不是看书就是写作。
He spends the rest of his time in reading and writing.
最近完成了一套将来在中国教会会有相当影响的一套巨作。
He has now finished this important writing that will be very influential.
一共八大册。
8 volumes.
我想通通摆起来大概有那么厚。
I guess if you put them end to end, it's about this thick.
他最近刚刚完成最后一本。
He just finished the very last page.
那么其实他今天给我这个单子，其实我也应该在这里特别替他把这一套书介绍给弟兄姊妹。
I want to introduce these volumes to you.
系统神学的一套巨作。
8 volumes on systematic theology.
我们盼望在我们的新堂的图书馆，我们能够有一套作为我们全教会的参考。
We will obviously have a copy in our library when we move into the new church.For our general use.
那么回到张长基弟兄。
But now I want to return to his son.
你们现在知道他很出名了。
Now you know he is also very famous.
那么他在今年九月要搬回到美国，要正式加入中信。
This September he will join CCM.
要跟这个黄纯旺牧师一同配搭侍奉。
He will be serving together with Reverend Wang.
当我昨天听到他打电话给我的时候。
When I received his phone call yesterday,
他讲了一句话。
He said one sentence.
他说：“李弟兄，我希望在公元2000年，北美的华人教会能够差派200个宣教士到中南美洲。
My wish is that by the end of the year 2000, the Chinese churches in America will send 200 missionaries to Latin America.
我一听到他这句话。
When I heard that statement,
我马上有个感动，我希望他在我们中间跟我们分享他这样一个负担和意向。
I wanted him to share his burden to you.
我想这些话不由我来讲，我应当让他来跟我们一起分享。
I want him to share with you his dreams.
我们把下面时间交给他。
谢谢神给我这个机会跟各位分享。
I thank the Lord for giving me this opportunity to share with you.
也谢谢我的老朋友李牧师给我时间在这里。
And I thank my old friend Reverend Lee for giving me the time.
他今天讲他的儿子是他的英雄。
Today he shared how his son is his hero.
我今天在我老父亲的面前，父亲是我们家里的英雄。
But I want to share with you that our father is our hero.
今天我能够站在各位面前说，我全时间侍奉主。是我父亲的影响。
The fact that I could be full-time serving God is indeed influenced by my father.
当然也看到了世界的需要。
Of course, partly because of the need of the world.
我在亚洲工作21年。
I've been working in Asia for 21 years.
挣扎全时间侍奉12年。
I've been struggling with full-time ministry for 12 years.
刚才陈教授你开始祷告的时候，我知道你也有一点挣扎的那个味道。
And when Professor Tran was praying, I can sense some of his struggles too.
我挣扎十二年。
For 12 years, I struggled.
去年神给我清清楚楚的呼召。
But last year, God gave me an unequivocal call.
不，再清楚的说一次，清楚的呼召十二年以前已经有了。
Actually, I should say the clear calling came 12 years ago.
但是一个念经济学的人。
But I study economics.
我就跟神说。
So I told God.
不是讨价还价，而是清楚的要求。
I'm not trying to bargain with you, but I have a request.
我可以离开我的银行。
I can leave my bank.
但是主，你要告诉我离开银行做什么。
But you have to tell me, if I leave the bank, what will you have me do?
我不会因为为了离开银行而离开。
I do not want just to leave the bank for leaving's sake.
Yeah. 假如离开银行没有清楚的侍奉的目标的话，是浪费。
I do not want just to leave the bank unless I have a clear ministry.
去年神给我清清楚楚的看到。
And last year God let me see this.
不是去年，前年了。
Actually, it's the year before.
去年是我真正的走出来了。
Last year I actually left the job.
前年我真正的看到了华福的需要。
Year before last, I saw the need of COVID.
因此我去年就把工作辞掉了。
So last year I resigned from the bank.
今天世界的需要是非常的大。
Today the need of the world is great.
主在世的时候告诉我们。
And when the Lord was on the earth, he said.
要收的庄稼是非常的多。
The harvest is full and plenty.
但是工人非常的少。
But the laborers are few.
这句话我们以前坐在台下的时候听了不少多少次。
Of course, as an audience in the congregation, we have heard this many times.
但是没有想到那句话是对我说的。
Never considered it as being said to me.
今天我可以在这里说这句话对我说了，我就把我心献给了主。
Today I can testify I heard that and I've given my heart to the Lord.
今天我在全时间推动这个华福运动，筹备第四届的大会。
Today I'm trying to push the fourth conference of COE in the world.
在菲律宾的我的同工们还不相信我开完了大会以后会到这个参加中国信徒布道会。
Many of my co-workers still find it hard to believe that after the conference I would join CCM.
常常他们说你大概开完会以后就回银行去了。
Many people thought that after the conference you would go back to your bank.
因为我们的银行现在造了一座很大的楼。
Because our bank just finished building this wonderful building.
那个银行也是迈向二千。
And that bank is also marching towards the year 2000.
Not year 2000, marching 2000, towards 2000. Meaning they want 2000 employees.
So they're looking for 2000 employees.
那座的大 building 呢是相当的相当的有吸引力。
And that new building is a tremendous attraction.
所以人家常常问我，你懊悔吗？
And many people say, do you regret?
我说懊悔是没有。
I said, there is no regret.
留恋可能有的是留一点。
Yes, perhaps I still have some feelings towards it.
所以我说我离开了银行就是等于是出了埃及。
And I often say, leaving the bank is like leaving Egypt.
出了埃及，过了红海。
And I've crossed over the Red Sea.
我们看圣经的神对跟神带的神的带领，出了埃及，过了红海，只有一条路。
And we know in the Bible that once you cross the Red Sea, there's only one way.
这条路不是走回头。
And that is not to return.
这条路是迈向迦南。
And that is towards Canaan.
所以我常常说这句话。
So I often say.
因此我说，我现在在哪里呢
？So what do I say?
我现在在哪里呢
？Where am I now?
当然在旷野了。
I'm in the wilderness.
所以现在这一年过来，过了这一年的这个旷野的生活，有非常非常多的经历。
And during this past years of wilderness experience, there are many wonderful things.
神教导我做忍耐的功课。
God has taught me the lessons of patience.
我有几位同工在推动华福。
There are several co-workers together.
我今年一年没有发过一次脾气。
But this past year, I have not lost my temper even once.
我今年做了很多很多很多我以前不做的事情。
This year, I've done many things that I've never do in the past.
但是为了侍奉主，为了学习这个谦卑顺服， 我现在做很多我不做的事情。
But in order to serve God and to learn the lesson of humility, I've done many things I would not do before.
所以我刚才说，我全时间侍奉，当然是我的父亲对我有很大的影响。
Of course, I just mentioned that the fact that I go into full-time ministry is due to my father's influence.
但是更大的影响是看到了今天的工人的少。
But the other factor is because I've seen the paucity of workers.
我想我们要看一段的圣经。
I think we should turn to the Bible.
今天不是讲道，而是跟各位分享。
I'm just sharing with you.
这段圣经是一个很熟悉熟悉的故事。
But perhaps this is a very familiar story.
在路加福音第五章那里。
In the Gospel according to Luke chapter 5.
第五章那里，从第一节到第十一节有一个记载。
From verse 1 to 11, there is a recording.
那里让我们看到是一个打鱼的故事。
This is a story about fishing.
大家都很熟悉的故事。
We are all familiar with this story.
我们看到这一段故事的时候，就想到这一段故事，神要我们学两样功课。
And when we hear this story, we know that God wants us to learn two lessons.
第一件功课就是说，我们要完成神给我们的托付，一定要照他的方法，听他的话。
The first thing is, in order to do God's ministry, we have to do it according to His methods.
这些门徒都是打鱼的人。
These disciples of his were all fishermen.
这些打鱼的人都是专家。
They are the experts.
专家是不听人家的话的。
An expert is one who would not listen to others' suggestion.
我这样一看就知道这里面都是专家。
When I stand here, I know that most of you are experts.
我的老朋友邓教授是物理学家。
My old friend here, he's a physicist.
我这里至少有一半是专家，都是专业人士。
Over half of you are experts or professionals.
专业的人士有一个习惯，就是不听人家的话。
And we all have this habit, and that is we do not want to listen to others.
但是弟兄姐妹们，
我们
要完成神给我们的托付。
In order to fulfill what God has commissioned us to do.
不管你是专家还是不是专家。
Whether you're an expert or not.
就是要顺服神的这个吩咐。
We need to obey him.
这是在这里让我们看到的第一个最重要的一个第一个教训。
So this is the first most important message.
所以他们打鱼打了整夜没有打到一条鱼，但是西门彼得说：“主啊，第五节那里他说：夫子，我们整夜劳力没有打着什么，但是依从你的话，我就下网。”
Simon said, Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets.
这是第一个教训。
This is the first teaching.
第二个教训从这段话语里面当中是更重要一点。
The second lesson, in my opinion, is more important.
就是这里让我们看到有很多的鱼还要被打。
And that is, there's still a lot more fish.
他们没有打到鱼，并不是说没有鱼。
Just because they didn't catch any fish did not mean there's no fish in the sea.
今天我们看到世界的需要。
Today as we survey the needs of the world.
今天世界的人口是53亿了。
Today we say the population of the world is almost 5.4 billion.
宣教专家告诉我们，几乎三分之二的世界的人口还不认识主。
And the missiologists tell us over 2/3 of them do not know the Lord.
其余的三分之一是不是都是基督徒呢？
But does that mean 1/3 of them are all already Christians?
宣道专家告诉我们不是的，他们虽然是跟基督教有关系，不一定是重生得救的基督徒。
We know that that is not true. Even though they may heard of Christianity, not all of them are real Christians.
根据宣道专家的统计估计，今天世界上53亿的人口，最多只有3亿是有大使命的基督徒。
According to their estimates of the 5.3 billion people, perhaps only 3 million.
3 billion. 300 million. 3亿
300 million of them are born again Christians.
Yeah. 他们称为大使命基督徒Christians with Great Commission or Great Commission Christians. All right, now, 所以今天真正的对福音有负担的基督徒是一个绝对的少数。
So those who are really concerned about world evangelism is a small minority.
Right. 因此我们要总动员，我们要动员人力、物力、财力，才能够完成 主的托付。
That is why we say we need to mobilize today in order to obey the Lord's Great Commission.
这是华为运动。
And that is the purpose of COWI.
这也是我在过去十几年来投入的一个代职侍奉的一个岗位。
And that is what I've been serving in for the past 12 years.
九月开始，我要全时间参与这个中国信徒布道会。
But in September, I will join full-time in Chinese Christian Mission.
中信今天已经有17位宣教师在世界的各国，主要是在中美洲。
Chinese Christian Mission already has 17 full-time missionaries, most of them in Central America.
我们到了公元2000的时候，我们盼望主会给我们200位宣教师布满全球。
But by the year 2000, our plea to God is to have 200 missionaries over the world.
And 我们看到世界的需要
，because we see the need of the world.
三分之一的世界是未传之地
，one third of the world
unevangelized land
are unevangelized land.
福音根本进都进不去
，ordinary Christians can't even enter.
过去我20多年来在回教国家工作，非常很多的时候到回教国家去。
In my work with the bank for the past 21 years, I've entered many.Muslim countries.
今天回教是基督教最大的敌人。
And I tell you today, the biggest enemy of Christianity is Islam.
因此，世界三分之一的地方是未传之地。
And there's one third of the land that the gospel has not been preached.
今天很多的国家福音能进去，但是还有很多未得之民。
And there are many unreached peoples.
因此，今天三分之二的世界的人口还没有信主。
And that's why two-thirds of the world's population has not turned to Christ.
所以中信盼望在公元两千年的时候，我们有200位全时间的宣教师从美国各教会派出去。
So the goal for Chinese Christian Mission is to have 200 Chinese missionaries from America into the world.
我刚才也讲过了，我个人的全时间的侍奉也是看到了世界的需要。
I've just shared with you part of my reason for becoming a full-time worker is the need of the world.
所以主给我们的托付是非常的艰巨。
What God has asked us to do is great. The reason for becoming a full-time worker is the need of the world.
所以主给我们的托付是非常的艰巨。
What God has asked us to do is great.
主给我们放在我们面前的这个工作也是非常的繁重。
It is indeed a heavy task.
要我们极力的参与，全身投入。
And it needs our whole being.
第二点。
The second point.
不但是要全时间的投入。
Not only do we need full-time commitment.
并且主要我们要一起来做。
God wants us to do this together.
这里让我们看到第六节，第五章第六节，他们打了很多的鱼，并且网险些要裂开。
In verse 6 it says, when they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish, their nets began to break.
因此第七节我们看到便这个西门彼得的船就呼召另外一只船上的什么同伴来帮忙。
So in verse 7 it says, so they who Simon Peter's boat signaled their partners to come and help.
我们今天要一起来做。
We need to do this together.
不但是要全体总动员。
Not only mobilize everybody.
并且要一起来做才行。
We have to do this together.
我们要把我们自己的意见放下。
We have to put down our own opinions.
我们要把人家的要尊敬旁人的意见。
We have to respect the opinions of others.
我们今天很多的教会。
Today there are many churches.
很多都是因为什么意见不合而分裂。
They were created because they disagreed with another party.
北美今天有880间华人教会，你知道吗？
In Northern America, there's 880 Chinese churches.
你知道至少一半以上的教会是在50人之下，你知道吗？
Half of those churches contain less than 50 in congregation.
880间教会当中。几乎三分之一是过去10年到15年建立的，你知道吗？
About one third of that 880 churches were created in the past 5 to 10 years.
你知不知道很多这些新建的教会，那些小小的教会，很多都是因为意见不合而分裂出来的。
Many of these new churches, these small churches, came into being because they disagreed with an existing church.
神的国度，神给我们的托付是非常的繁重。
What God has commissioned us to do is demanding.
神摆在我们面前的工作是非常的艰巨。
The task He has placed for us is great.
我们不能再这个明争暗斗，不要明争，更不需要暗斗。
We cannot waste time in these squabblings.
我刚才讲回教，国家非常的强盛。
I've just shared with you, the Islamic countries are very strong.
是一个很大很大的福音的阻力。
They are indeed a great impediment to the gospel.
是我们一个共同的敌人。
He is a common enemy.
假如我们不能联合起来来打共同的敌人，我们没有得胜的那一天。
If we cannot even unite ourselves against a common enemy, we cannot claim victory.
一定要一起来做。
We have to do this together.
今天很多人很羡慕日本。
Many people are envious of Japan.
人家说日本因为他们这个日本人很聪明，所以很成功。
Some say they are very successful because they are very intelligent.
我不知道你们同不同意。
I don't know whether you agree.
啊，感谢主，大家都在摇头。
Praise God, most of you are shaking your heads.
我跟日本人同工已经差不多30年。
I have worked with the Japanese for some 3 decades.
假如我把我的求学的那一段时间带进去的话，有40年。
If I also include the time I spent studying, it's almost 40 years.
我到今天还没有发现一个绝顶真正聪明的日本人，还没有。
Even today, I have not met a really, really intelligent Japanese.
有的人说，因为你不够聪明，所以还没有找到聪明的人。
Some have commented that's because of your own lack of intelligence.
但是我告诉你，这四十年来，我还没有看到一个日本人不用功的，没有看到一个不用功的。
But then I tell you, in the past 40 years, I have not met a Japanese who doesn't work
那么今天日本人成功是不是因为用功呢？
So are they successful because they work hard?
No, 不是的。
I say no.
我们中国人比他们更用功。
Because I know the Chinese works harder.
那么为什么我们中国人好像败给日本人呢？
Then why did the Chinese lose to the Japanese?
很简单。
The reason is simple.
我今天不是在台上讲日本人成功的秘诀，不是那个意思。
I'm not trying to tell you the secret of the Japanese success.
你假如今天问我。给我一个日本成功的艺术，一个不要两个，三个，一个，那我只能说什么？他们合作。
If you ask me why the Japanese is successful, it's because they cooperate.
甚至于一起欺骗也是合作。
Even cheating together.
Price collusion. 这些都是欺骗的事情，日本人头一名全世界。
Yes, they have price fixing.
所以今天我们假如不合作的话，就不能完成神给我们的托付。
But my point is, if we don't work together today, we cannot fulfill God's ministry.
神给神说要收的庄稼已经很多了。
The Lord said the harvest is plentiful.
但是工人很少啊。
But the laborers are few.
今天，神的国度里面，我们华人教会国度里面，人力、物力、财力都很缺乏。
Indeed, today in the Chinese churches today, we are lacking in manpower, in financial resources.
我们要一起来做。
But we need to join together.
因此，这一段圣经里面有一个同伴那一个字眼。
And that is why in this scripture there's the word partner.
非常的重要 ，a partnership.
And that is a very important concept.
同伴的意思就是同舟共济的意思。
And that is we help one another. Right.
假如我们是同伴的话。
If we are partners,
那么我们就不分彼此了。
Then we will not try to divide into different camps.
就不会说这是我的，那是你的。
We wouldn't say this is mine and that is yours.
我们再看这个打鱼的故事。
Let's continue with this story.
那个鱼是谁打的？
Who caught the fish?
是西门彼得的船打的，是不是？
It's the boat of Simon Peter.
那么神特别恩待他了，给他打了很多的鱼，因此网险些裂开。
God blessed him, and so he caught so much fish.
请大家看第七节。
But in verse 7,
鱼多得不得了，因此他叫同伴来帮他们忙。
They signal their partners in the other boat to come.
第七节的下半节看，他们就来把鱼装满了什么？装满了两只船。对了，装满了两只船。
They came and filled both boats.
那么圣经告诉我们，甚至那两只船都要沉下去。
So full that the boats began to sink.
我要请各位弟兄姐妹看一件事情。
I want you to see this fact.
我只有三分钟了。
I have 3 minutes left.
我要你在这最后的两分钟当中看一件很重要的事情。
But in this last 2 minutes, I want you to see this important fact.
鱼是西门彼得的船打的。
Yes, the fish were caught by Simon Peter's boat.
假如西门彼得说
If Simon Peter said,
这个鱼是我打的。
These fish were caught by me.
因此就应该是归我的船。
And therefore it should belong to my boat.
不是你的。
It's not yours.
是我的鱼，归我的，不是你的。
It's my fish.
You can see we got a problem right now. 我请问大家一个问题，很重要的问题。
I ask you this question.
是我打的鱼，因此应该上我的船。请问，这些假如这些鱼装到哪里去？装到我的船上，我的船会怎么样？一定沉下去。
If the fish that were caught by me were all put into my own boat.
圣经清清楚楚告诉我们，鱼打的是那么的多，装了我的船，装了他的船，两只船都装满了，甚至都要沉下去。假如我坚持一定要装我自己的船，一定沉下去。
It's clear from the Bible, if I put all the fish into one boat, that boat will sink.
我得不到好处，他得不到好处，什么人得到好处啊？鱼得到好处，谁说的？
If we insisted on doing this, only the fish will receive the advantage.
专家。
That's an expert.
弟兄姐妹们，我们神给我们的托付是非常的艰巨。
The work that God has given us is great and demanding.
That's right. We got no time to fight, particularly over small differences.所以我们要放下这一切的彼此不同的意见，我们要一起合作。
We have to put away our differences and work together.
我今天决定参加中信是有一个很重要的因素。
The reason why I decided to join CCM is this.
中信，不知道各位有没有发现，中信最近跟这个伦敦的 COCM华侨布道会，基督教华侨布道会，在伦敦的王光祥姊妹的那一个机构，我们有一个中信跟 COCM 有一个合作的宣言，向世界公布了。
I do not know whether you've noticed this, but CCM and COCM have joined in
declaration
a declaration of cooperation for the advancement of gospel for the world.
中信是一个愿意跟其他机构。做伙伴的一个机构，福音机构。
The Chinese Christian Mission is an organization that's willing to be partners.
上礼拜我在 Houston.
Last week I was in Houston.
就是中信召开了一个福音机构合作的研讨会。
It was a special conference to discuss about the advancement of the gospel.
全北美有28个机构来参加。
There are 28 Christian organizations that came to this conference.
华人教会要积极的合作。
Indeed, the Chinese churches have to cooperate.
才能完成神给我们的托付。
Then they can fulfill the commission that God has given us.
谢谢各位的时间。
Thank you for your time.
Thank you also. Your clock is a little fast. It's 12:00.
好不好？我们一起打开262首。作为我们真的在神面前对他仆人给我们话语的回应。
Let's turn to our hymn 262 as our response to God's message.
如果你现在有任何的事，好不好？暂时不要走动。我盼望我们在神的面前接受这个诗歌，在神面前祷告以后再离开这个地方。
Unless you have a special task to do, please stay behind and partake in this.
我们一同起立来唱。
Let's rise.
只是你路，主啊，只是你路。 求主施恩带领，只是
现在有什么特别的事可以先离开。不过下面有几件也是蛮重要的事情要在这边报告，也要特别